The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire.
Good day. Your mighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness in heaven. A cold, black, terrible place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life. In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me. Today we're going to talk about why believe in the Almighty Creator and seek relationship with Him. Overview of the broadcast. This broadcast examines in some detail why believe in the Almighty Creator and seek a relationship with Him. We will then look at an open letter to those who do not believe there is a Creator, and we will then look at some direct quotes given by the Creator. We'll then look at evidence of the existence of the Almighty Creator that's available to you, and I will assert that we each ultimately face one critical choice. And note that the Creator says that there is no middle ground, either one believes or one does not. We'll then look at further direct quotes from the Creator, and finally we will examine the state of your relationship with Him. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have over 29 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with Him on the 12th of March 1993 when He spoke to me audibly in a locked room. And I knew for certain that He was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess and chose to serve Him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and in the podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. So why believe in the Almighty Creator and seek relationship with Him? As I said a moment ago, the Creator has said, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? The purpose of serving Yah, which is the true name of the Creator, is not for what He will give us in this life, but for what we will give Him in this life in exchange for His rewards to us in the life to come. A few quotes. Yah, the Almighty Creator, regarding what He can tell you. This was noted down on the 20th of August, 2014. Quote, the rules of engagement between myself, that's Yah, the Creator, and Satan prevent me telling you anything you do not know, unless you ask me or do something to put yourself in a place to hear new truths from me, unquote. Then, quote, I, Yah, am limited in speaking to you by the mental barriers you've put in place with regard to what you believe I can say to you and by your vocabulary, unquote. Folks, this is really important stuff. These rules of engagement, you can read about them on the website, define how we interact with Father, how he interacts with us. So if you're making a mistake and blundering down the road, doing the wrong thing, He can't tap you on the shoulder and say, my child, you're making a mistake here. You need to go in the opposite direction. Unless you've prayed prayers like, judge me severely, correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly, and show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. And you're listening and paying attention for His guidance. So I want to start with an open letter to those who do not believe there's a Creator. This was written way back in 2013. And starts off a few weeks ago. I met with a man who I esteem greatly. At some point in our conversation, the subject of religion came up, and he said something like, as I see it, as long as you live a good life and treat people well, you will be okay. I knew he was mistaken. He would not be okay, but I did not know how to answer him succinctly and effectively in a manner that his great intellect would permit him to receive. And so I asked Father about it. A few days ago, 27th of November 2013, the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, His true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, not the Lord, not God, and not Jesus, said to me as I walked home from a business meeting with some people who, as far as I could see, lived good lives and treated people well, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? Father Yah went on to say, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted? Folks, when you hear these things, they're kind of ahas. They're so obvious that you don't think about them. I mean, I've gone for years with this uncertainty as to whether an unbeliever would go to heaven or not. And it's quite simple. If you don't believe in the Almighty, why would He want you to be in heaven with Him? And by the same token, if you believe but you have no relationship with Him, why would He want you to be close to Him in heaven? So if you want to end up with a high throne and prestige, etc., you better believe. Sorry to put it so bluntly, but that's what it looks like. Father Yah went on to say, most demons, ancestor spirits, spirits of those rejected by Yah when they die, were nice, law-abiding, good people. Many even went to church from time to time, but they never really believed I exist at a level where there was a fundamental internal change of state, signifying that they knew I exist. The night before that, we'd watched a TV program presented by a highly esteemed TV presenter of nature programs, and Father had said to me, if that man were to die at the moment that this TV clip was shot, he would be rejected by me and become a demon because he does not believe that I exist. That was David Attenborough. So if you do not have a deep, enduring, and fundamental understanding of the reality of the Almighty Creator right now, then realize that if you were to die at this moment, you will not spend eternity with him and will be utterly rejected, no matter what you believe or have been taught. Please listen to the remainder of this broadcast in order to assess whether you find a basis to change your position. And if you do know with certainty that the Almighty exists, but you do not have a significant personal relationship with him, realize that if you were to die at this moment, you will spend eternity far removed from him in heaven as one of the least worthy in his kingdom. Folks, this is really heavy stuff. I'm hoping that if you're listening to me, you're probably a believer at some level, and I would encourage you to get much, much closer to Father. Continuing with further quotes that Almighty gave me, these are all from 2014, mostly around about August. I was very close to Father. I'd been on two fasts of 7 times 3-day fasts at weekly intervals. I was worshipping 2 hours a day. I was really, really close to Father, and I was hearing him the clearest that I've ever heard him. And so these are extracts of notes that I made that he gave to me, basically dictation, at that time. So the Almighty Creator, Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, says, it is time to choose. Will you be my friend or my foe? There is no middle ground, 6th of August 2014. Yah says further, ultimately, the aim of this entire experiment is to find those who will make the sacrifices necessary to become my friends. Nothing is more important. Yari, why believe? 14th of August 2014. Because if you do, you open the door to the possibility of an eternal destiny of great esteem and glory. And if you do not, you relegate yourself to the certainty of being one of over 100 billion ancestor spirits or demons, with almost no possibility of serious promotion. All the senior positions are taken and tightly held. Yah Re Y Seek Relationship, also the 14th of August 2014. Because the rewards and recognition are substantial, and there is great esteem and prestige, and there are many vacancies for you to become one of those closest to me in all creation, this is why you should seek relationship and seek to go to heaven. Yari not believing he exists on the 23rd of August 2014. The default position is that if you do not believe that I, Yah, exist, you automatically belong to Satan, whether you believe he exists or not. That means that as long as you do not believe that I exist, you belong to a dispensation that it considers eating the flesh of humans tortured to death in abominable ways as one of the highest privileges of rank. And you will spend, at the very least, the remaining nearly 1,000 years after your death as an ancestor spirit demon under the control of this evil power, whereas my reign is one of love, moral, and just behavior. The fact is, you have been lied to. Yari, humans tending not to believe, the 29th of August 2014, it turns out that it is the nature of humans to demand proof of my existence and to lapse into unbelief unless convinced. The first generation of unbelievers became unbelievers with very little help from Satan. they fell into his lap, so to speak. Another design flaw. Yah reformed belief, 30th of August 2014. Reciting a creed or other form statement of belief is not enough. There must be an intense heart realization of my existence. There must be a shift. So what we see there is Father created all of this as an experiment. And some things went wrong. Something went seriously wrong with Satan. He was Hillel originally. And he fell. He got into pride. He rebelled. He was cast out of heaven. Challenged Father to the contest. And Father regrets having agreed to the contest. But that's another story for another day. And then just getting up and reciting the Nicene Creed or one of these other creeds is really not going to get you anywhere. I believe it needs to be a heartfelt realization that the Almighty is real. So I want to talk about some evidence of the existence of the Almighty Creator that is available to you. Following are some items that you can check out personally based on your own life experience. As an educated person, without having to rely on the opinions of others to see whether the Creator exists. So my first point is that dog kennels do not self-assemble themselves. You know from personal experience that if you purchased a mixed pile of timber, a saw, a hammer, and some nails, and left them in the middle of a garden, they would never self-assemble themselves into anything, let alone the exact dog kennel that you want. But they would lie there inert until they rotted away. So on what basis do you assume that this entire complex universe self-assembled itself? Secondly, you're much more complex than a dog kennel. You have deep personal experience of the complexity and precision of your body and of the entire world around you. And you know that highly skilled people are required to work on your body successfully when something goes wrong. So on what basis do you conclude that there is no need for a super intelligent creative being to have designed and assembled all this? 3. You've experienced love, hate, anger, fear. How did they self-invent? You experience love, hate, anger, fear. You know of psychology and other non-tangible elements of being human. The word love occurs on 1.25 billion web pages. How did this massive, non-tangible, emotional complexity self-invent itself without the input of a highly creative being? 4. You live according to moral and ethical standards. Why? You live your life according to some set of moral and ethical values and you try to be a good person, whatever that means to you. The word good occurs on 1.77 billion web pages. There's no creator and therefore no judgment and you're just going to cease to exist one day. Why does that matter to you? Or is there really some spirit being that dwells inside you and provides you with a moral compass and conscience? 5. Sexual reproduction only works when both sides work exactly. If you're an adult, you know where children come from. You probably have sexual encounters. You may even enjoy sexual lovemaking. You may be aware of the sexual pleasure that the clitoris brings, and yet there is no basis to conceptualize that the clitoris could have self-invented itself without a highly sensitive and talented creator. So you recognize at a very fundamental level that human sexual reproduction requires a very precise emotional, sensory, and mechanical fit to work. And presumably you have some comprehension of the genetic complexity that is required for a squirt of semen and a minute ovum to know to merge and combine their distinct components to form a living, breathing, intelligent human being. And if you stop and think about it, you should recognize that it is impossible for an organism that reproduces itself sexually to ever come into existence unless it starts out fully formed and functioning. So there has to have been an external, very precise creative being who designed and built the two halves together such they function reliably and reproducibly together. Folks, this is so important. If you just think about it, there has to be a creator. 6, you know people who truly believe spirits are real. How did spirits self-invent? You know people who believe spirits are real. They talk of telepathy. They attend seances. They speak of angels and demons. And the word spirit occurs on roughly 177 million web pages. So it's reasonable evidence that they exist. So since spirits are real, on what basis did they self-invent themselves from primordial soup made up of hard components that also self-invented themselves from rock that self-invented itself from some big bang, from some other unknown matter that also self-invented itself? Then 7, there are highly educated, rational, analytical people who claim a deep personal relationship with the Almighty Creator. Where did they get the model for this? Finally, there are people like me with a bachelor's degree and a doctorate in engineering who testify with strong conviction of the existence of the Almighty Creator and of having a deep personal relationship with Him, that He talks to them and that He wants such a relationship with every human being, including you. How do you convince yourself that all of these people are mad, confused, deluded, without considering the possibility that they might just possibly be telling you the truth? I had a situation a few months ago where I got into a discussion with an associate of mine, and he was adamant that just because he didn't believe that the Creator existed, then the Creator didn't exist. He didn't believe in spirits, so spirits didn't exist. And I found it impossible to persuade him. He was convinced that he had the truth, that I was talking nonsense. He was very polite about it. He didn't tell me I was a raving lunatic. But if you read between the lines, that's probably what he was thinking. Well, that's about it. I've given you some very good reasons why I think it is important for you to not only deeply believe in the reality of the Creator, but also to seek a deep personal relationship with Him. Simply put, if you do have such a relationship and last the course, the reward in the life to come is great. And if you do not believe He exists, the prospect of spending the remaining time until the day of judgment as a condemned and tormented spirit striving to seduce some human being to get better at committing the sins that destroyed you, until the final reckoning when if your side loses you will be cast into the fire and utterly consumed, is a pretty terrible reward for a good life, when you come to think of it. So I've given you a few reasons why I think you should believe. There's a detailed article on the essence of creation and another article on the essence of why I think you should believe on the website towards the top of the menu, with a whole lot more practical information, all of which says you should believe. And I really encourage you to investigate, pursue. If you don't believe, don't just walk away from it. The penalty is just so huge. You need to do what you need to do in order to validate that I'm not some sort of hack, half-baked, irrational, whatever, but I'm actually talking sense, that I'm actually educated and what I believe is valid, it's verifiable. And I encourage you to do that. You're very, very welcome to email me. We can get on Zoom, have a chat. I can pray with you. I can talk to you. I can answer your questions. Very happy to help you. So ultimately, we all face one critical choice. Number one, believe in this whole complex universe self-inventing itself out of nothing or something that you cannot explain. Or 2, believe in the existence of a massively intelligent and accomplished creative being who has carefully, step by step, brought this universe into existence and finally created our forefathers who joined together in a mind-bogglingly complex manner so that you and I exist today. He says that His true name is Yah, the eternally self-existing, which sums Him up nicely. In other words, He's always been here. So there too is something you cannot explain. My reality, I find option 2 far easier to believe than your version of whatever you believe about option one if you do not believe in option two. Because no matter how you call it, if you do not believe in option two, then option one is the only other alternative. Folks, this is so important. There are so many different belief systems and religions and cults and what have you. And even the organized religions, the formal religions, the whatever you want to call them, Christianity, Judaism, Islam in particular, and others, that at some level espouse belief in the Creator, are so full of error. That's why I stress, this is about you having a relationship with the Creator, not having a relationship with a church or a mosque or a synagogue or a temple or a imam or a priest or a pastor or a rabbi or whatever. It's about a deep personal relationship with the Creator. And there's an article on seven components of drawing close on the website. And that I want to say to you that there is no middle ground. Either there is a Creator or there is not a Creator. And this whole lot self-invented itself and self-assembled itself. If I'm mistaken one day, I will cease to exist and not know about it. If you are mistaken one day, you will face a terrible day of reckoning, followed by centuries of torment before you are ultimately cast into the fire and only then cease to exist. If as a consequence of listening to this, you now believe that the Creator is real, if having listened to what I've just said and applied your intellect, you have concluded that the Almighty truly exists, I recommend that you pray right now. Father Yah, I come to you in the name of Yahushua, brackets, not valid, Jesus, and I confess that I've sinned against you by believing that you do not exist. I repent. I turn around. I ask you to forgive me, and I now choose to believe that you are real. I declare that I accept that you are the eternally self-existing, the almighty creator of the heavens and the earth, as my mighty one, as my savior, as my king. And I choose this day to serve you for the rest of my life. I confess that were I to die without truly deeply acknowledging that you exist, I would be utterly rejected by you. I now fear that, and I ask you to lead me in seeking to know you and build a relationship with you. I desire to spend eternity with you. I repent and turn around from all the wrong things that I've said about you, and I ask you to forgive me. I repent of all the wrong things I've done, list everything that comes to mind, and I ask you in the name of Yahushua to forgive me. I believe that Yahushua, incorrectly Jesus, died a terrible death to usher in a new covenant of grace, whereby I can come directly to your throne and ask for forgiveness. And I ask you now to admit me to that covenant. I ask for your grace to enable me to serve you for the rest of my life. Father Yah, I ask you for a second chance, a new life. I ask you to wash away all my sins with the blood of the covenant of Yeshua and take me into your family. I ask you to fill me with your spirit and to come and dwell in me. I ask you to lead me and guide me in every possible way. I ask you to cut off all curses that have been spoken against me and my family in this life and against my forefathers. I ask you to bind and cast out all demons that are currently attached to me, my family and my belongings. And I ask you to cut off their legal right to attach to me. I ask you to show me all people I must repent to or make restitution to. Write down all names and wrongs that come to mind. I ask you to show me all people I must forgive, and I choose to forgive everyone who has ever wronged me. I ask you to bring the people you want into my life and take the people that you do not want in my life out. I ask you to open the doors that you want open in my life and close the doors that you want closed. I ask you to show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. I ask you to teach me to be a good and faithful servant, that I may overcome sin and opposition and lead a life that is pleasing to you and earn a high throne in heaven with you and Yeshua for eternity. Finally, Father, with trepidation, but believing that you are just and merciful and gracious and loving and will deal with me according to that which I am able to endure, I ask you to judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly every day for the rest of my life. I choose today to serve only you and ask you to lead me to clean up my life and my lifestyle and build a personal relationship with you. Amen. It is vital that you turn to Father Yah to lead you immediately. The world is controlled by the forces of darkness. The church is full of error. There are very few people who have the truth that you need right now. But Father knows what you need and who can help you. Folks, I hope that if you didn't believe, you've prayed that prayer with me. And quite frankly, if you do believe at some level, there's much of that prayer that you could usefully pray as well. The recording of this will be on the podcast website within about 24 hours of the broadcast now, if you want to go and listen to the playback. This article, Why Believe in the Almighty Creator, is also on the website. I think it's in the second or third row of the menu at the top. And the prayer is there as well. I would really, really encourage you, no matter where you are right now in your relationship with Father, I suggest for your consideration that you can get much closer to Him and that it is in your eternal interest to get much closer to Him. Folks, there's so much you can do in this life that's going to do you absolutely no good when you die. So I encourage you to weigh up your life right now. What you do from the moment you get up in the morning, in fact, from the moment you wake up in the morning to the moment you fall asleep in bed when you go to bed. What are you doing that's valuable to the Creator? What are you doing that's helping Him to win the contest? What are you doing that's helping Him to bring others to serve Him? And if the answer to that is not very much or nothing at all, I ask you to reconsider. There are high thrones in heaven that are available to you and to me, if we live our lives in a way that is pleasing to our Father in heaven. And if we don't do that, we're going to be so disappointed when we die. Really. What would it be like to end up right in the outskirts of heaven and think, you know what, I had the opportunity there to make a decision to serve Father deeply, and I missed it. And look at where I am now for eternity compared to where I could have been. So I ask you to weigh this up very, very carefully, very, very soberly, because it's actually a huge decision. It's the most important decision you will take in your whole life. And I encourage you to take it the right way. And that means you believe in Father and you seek to do His will. You seek to get to know Him. You seek to have a relationship with Him, irrespective of your race, tribe, color, creed, education, finances, all of those things. So get on your knees, cry out to Him, trust that He will speak to you, and go forward in trust and belief that He will guide you and do what you find to do each day for the rest of your life, constantly seeking to grow closer to Him. Note that if this is truly the first time that you've believed that the Almighty exists, there is massive grace and mercy towards you in the first 7 days and then in the first year. It is vital that you avail yourself of all that is available to you right now. I strongly recommend that as soon as possible you apply what is presented in the article on immersion for cleansing and infilling with the set apart spirit on the web page that this comes from, on Why Believe in the Almighty Creator. I also strongly recommend that you read whatever Father Yah gives you to read. If you do not have other guidance, I strongly recommend that you read as many of the articles on the website as possible in the first 7 days and thereafter, trusting Father to lead you to the right articles in the sequence he wants you to read them. If in doubt, start in the top of the website and work down. Folks, there's a huge amount of information there. Answers to many, if not most, of your questions. Something like 2,400 articles in the articles database, over 1,000 web pages, Google search. So you've got basic Google functionality to search the website on any topic of interest to you. There's the article search, there's the sliders which put up random articles for you to look at. There's the keyword cloud, alphabetic listing of thousands of keywords that you can look for anything in particular. So much information there. Whatever it is, 29 years that I've been walking with Father. So I encourage you just to climb in and start reading. So continuing, the Almighty Creator, Yah the Eternally Self-Existing, says, it is time to choose. Will you be my friend or my foe? There is no middle ground. And I'm going to read out some more quotes of things that he said to me, mostly in 2014. Yah says further, ultimately the aim of this entire experiment is to find those who will make the sacrifices necessary to become my friends. Nothing is more important. A friend is one who is concerned about the well-being of the one they call friend and desires to treat that person as they would be treated. How do you choose to treat me? True friendship is about what you can give, not what you can get. What are you prepared to give me, Yah? A true friend seeks to know all truth about the one whom they call friend and to help others know that truth. Do you know the truth about me? Do you care? In this age, I, Yah, am massively constrained by the rules of engagement in terms of what I can say and do, except through those true friends and true servants who will do the necessary work to know my will and proclaim it and action it. There is no greater love than that a man should lay down his life for his friend. Will you lay down your life for me? I hope as you listen to what I've just read out to you, that you will recognize that there's something unusual about that language. That's not something that James dreamt up. Those are verbatim quotes of what Father said to me at that time. Continuing with those quotes. Technically, a martyr is one who lays down their life for me, not necessarily in physical death, but also by sacrificing their comfort and well-being in favor of doing my will. Will you do all that it takes to serve me and love me as your friend, no matter what it costs you? Will you be a martyr for me by your way of living? My true friends take time to spend quality time with me daily and communicate with me and consult with me constantly. Why believe? Because if you do not, you will find that when you die, you are forced to serve and worship Satan forever, or at least until the day the winner of the contest is adjudicated. Realize that serving Satan after you die could be a really horrible experience, particularly if you regard yourself as a good person. Imagine what it would be like as an ancestor spirit or demon, knowing the truth about the lies you believed and watching your loved ones making the same mistakes and believing the same lies that you believed and being unable to do anything about it. Imagine what it'll be like when you discover that you are irrevocably locked into the same dispensation that is behind the most barbaric and savage cultures on earth. Folks, these are deep, deep things. Maybe you've never thought about it this way. I encourage you to start thinking about it this way. That's Father's words. If you're a good person, when you die, you may find yourself secretly hoping that Satan will lose the contest so that you can be cast into the lake of fire and utterly consumed in a moment of torment and terror, rather than being a participant in the progressive degradation of the human race into utter depravity, barbarism, and perversion, and yet you'll be powerless to do anything about it. The consequences of dying without a profound realization of my, Yah's existence, and a deep, life-changing decision to serve me is too ghastly to contemplate if you take the trouble to really understand the truth about the world you live in. Imagine what it'll be like to be a demon, an ancestor spirit, riding on your favorite grandchild and watching them participate in the same empty rituals and mouthing the same meaningless platitudes that you practice during your life and being unable to warn them of the terrible destiny that they're locking themselves into. A person who reaches the end of their life is my true friend, one who has progressed from wise steward to good and faithful servant to overcomer and ultimately to friend, will receive rewards and authority of unimaginable splendor, including a high throne, status, and apparel that is far beyond anything that even the most powerful rulers on earth have ever dreamed of, let alone experienced. Contrast this with the other extreme, an angry and depraved ancestor spirit or demon, desperately seeking favor in a kingdom where favor is a lesser level of torment and the right to exercise greater control and depravity over those less inclined to serve Satan and his masterminds wholeheartedly. Do you really want to be part of a kingdom where the tortured murder of infants is regarded as one of the highest privileges of rank? The evidence is all around you. If you have eyes to see, the choice is clear. A kingdom of beauty, love, chesed, and benign power, or a kingdom of atrocities and perversion, a kingdom that regards torture and tormented and protracted death of human sacrifices, followed by cannibalism, preferably while the victim still lives, as the highest form of worship. It is time for those who still have some smattering of knowledge of me and my ways to stop playing games with Satan and start taking back this earth while there is still time. It is time for believers to stop marrying unbelievers and allowing their children to marry unbelievers. It's time to stop marrying those from Satan-worshipping cultures and to stop welcoming them into your homes, your cities, and your lands. It's time to stop acceding to satanic demands that you cast me, the Almighty, out of your schools, your halls of government, and your workplaces. It is time to publicly open the day with worship and prayer to me, whether in your places of education, your places of government, or your places of work. It is time to cast out those who will not comply instead of being cast out and secretly serving me behind locked doors. And if you cannot set apart that place of learning or government or work, then exit publicly and declare your reasons and gather together with those who will agree with you in these matters. For it is so that in the spirit one true believer free of sin can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. And the power of true believers who choose to deal with all their sin and live in all truth is such that massive transformation is possible. Note the impact of Noah, Abram, Moses, Moshe, Yeshua, Jesus, Muhammad, and Luther. You too can bring about radical reformation and renaissance if you will lay down your life and seek deep and enduring friendship with me. There's much more on the website, www.etiministries.org, on the Why Believe page. That's also www.endtimeissueministries.org. the website Why Believe. Folks, I hope I've given you some food for thought there. I was really hearing Father very clearly back there in 2014 for a period of a couple of months, and I was walking around with a pocket notebook, and he would speak to me continuously. Those words that I've just read out to you are verbatim quotes of what he said to me so clearly. I'm nowhere near as clear to close. I'm not hearing him nearly as clearly now as I was then, much to my regret. There's much that's happened in my life since then. And I urge you to take those words seriously. I urge you to put them into practice. I urge you to not play games. It's so important, folks. You can make a huge difference on this earth if you will take what I've just shared with you seriously and act on it. Pray the prayer that I read out to you a few minutes ago. So I want to close by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I would like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. So wrapping up, key documents and a video on the main menu, compendium of important articles, video Why Seek Relationship, Miracle of Yeshua's Death, Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, Where Will You Spend Eternity, The Essence of My Message to Christians, Also Muslims, Jews, etc. Available at www.endtimeishaministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show, then podcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio, end quotes. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 till May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. Please email me to join the mailing list, also at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. I want to close finally by saying to you, he wants you to become his friend. It doesn't matter how wealthy you are or how poor, how educated you are or how uneducated, how short or tall, what your race is, what your tribe is, what your nation is, what the color of your skin is, what the color of your eyes is, what the color of your hair is. He's not concerned about those things. He wants a deep personal relationship with you, not the person to the left or the right of you, in front of you, behind you, above you, below you, with you. It's available to you to sit on a high throne with him for eternity. And I urge you to take up the challenge, and I urge you to make that commitment. Pray the prayers. There's so much on the website to help you. Thank you so much. Good night.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace, I